You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Rewards Canada podcast. In this episode, I'm going to dive deep into two of the most popular topics that we've seen on Rewards Canada over the past few weeks, and those are the Convert to Points option that came out for the Air Canada Buddy Pass, and Plaza Premium Lounges announcing that they're leaving Priority Pass and MasterCard Airport Experiences by Lounge Key. I'll start it off with the big news that broke on April 17th. And once again, thanks to Anshul over at Points, Miles & Blake. You'll recall Anshul was our guest in our 2021 Outlook episode, which is episode 75, so give it a listen after this one if you haven't done so already. Anyways, Anshul welcomed back the Air Canada Aeroplan executive team for his weekly virtual Zoom meetups, so be sure to check those out every Saturday. I'll put a link on our podcast page to those so you can see them, and I'm proud to say that I'll actually be a guest on there on May 8th. Now, going back to that, the gentleman, Anshul and the Air Canada executive team had a marathon discussion of which I think the most pertinent news that many consumers were excited about had to do with the Air Canada Buddy Passes that come as a welcome bonus on several Aeroplan co-brand credit cards. We discussed this on the Rewards Canada blog back at the end of March. It was over a Thursday and Friday, I believe, and the news came out that you could convert the Air Canada Buddy Pass to Aeroplan points. 30,000 points to be exact. This was huge news, and it was covered quickly on many Canadian blogs and forums as a way to grab one of those cards, namely the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card for a lot of people, and have the welcome bonus jump by 30,000 points. So that meant you get 50,000 points, pay no annual fee in the first year, so a really awesome deal. That was great news, especially for solo travelers, because that buddy pass isn't that attractive if you travel on your own because you have no buddies to travel with. And also for those who just wanted to boost their Aeroplan balances. So this was really big over a couple days. But then only a couple days later, by Sunday, it was revealed that Aeroplan would only have this in place by April 30th. So the excitement quickly dissipated. It crashed. It was like done. As for many, it would be tough to get that buddy pass posted to your account in time to convert it. Since some of the issuers, namely TD again, can take up to 8 weeks to post it after you meet the minimum spend requirement. So there was a lot of people, you know, very excited, jumping on, grabbing the cards. Those who already had the cards were super excited because they could convert. And, you know, they had the buddy pass because they signed up for the card back in November when it, or not the buddy card, sorry, the credit card that offered a buddy pass back in November. So they already had the buddy pass in their account. So it was easy to convert. But for those people just applying for the cards and this news coming out, I should say, it's not published news, and that's what Air Canada wanted to let people know, is that this was not a published advertised offer. This is just something that they kind of decided to test, and I think it did okay for them, so that, you know, we'll see if it's going to be extended here. But anyways, let's fast forward to April 17th, when the Air Canada executives told Anshul directly, and that's where the excitement comes back, and you can see it for yourself on Anshul's Facebook page, and like I said, I'll put a link on our podcast page to that video. The Air Canada executive said that this unadvertised conversion option for the Buddy Pass is actually based on your application date, not the date that the Buddy Pass posts. So technically speaking, you could still apply for the card when this podcast gets posted up on just before April 30th, a week before April 30th, basically. So points enthusiasts can rejoice. You can still now get on a TD, or not even TD, but any Aeroplan card that offers the Buddy Pass. And if you apply for it before April 30th, you'll be able to convert that Buddy Pass as soon as it posts your account to Aeroplan points. Now, to be safe, I would probably apply a few days before that, just to make sure, you know, that you're in a safe window there. Because if you apply late on April 30th, who knows what might happen. So just, you know, play it a little bit safe. Now, there is word on some other sites that the April 30th date will be extended. And I asked Air Canada directly about that. And there's no set, hard set confirmation yet. We hope to have confirmation by the time or just after this podcast posts. So be sure to watch the Rewards Canada blog for that. Right now, the word is it's going to be extended to May 28th. We've seen some other blogs say that. We had a person on Twitter reply to one of our things saying that one of the agents at Air Canada also told him May 28th. But, you know, we have direct communication with the Air Canada Aeroplan team and are going to wait for their confirmation to us whether it will be extended to May 28th or not. And as soon as we get that, we'll let you know. But really, you know, it shouldn't matter too much if you're listening to this podcast right now. Just get the card you like before April 30th and you'll be safe. I mean, pushing an application forward a little bit past that, not a big deal. You know, if you can meet the minimum spend requirements, haven't been jumping on a lot of cars lately, you know, there's no harm in getting it over the next week here. So we'll post all the relevant links to our articles and to the cards on our podcast page. And I do want to thank any and all of you who do choose to use our links, as it does help support everything we do here at Rewards Canada. So yeah, so this was big news for the past month. You know, it peaked, it dropped, and now it jumped up to being an enthusiastic peak again. But it's just amazing what Air Canada Aeroplan is doing. They're listening to their customers. They're offering these options out there. This has been unprecedented times, and they are really trying to do their best to keep their members and customers happy. And that's on the, I should say, more so on the Aeroplan side, and that's been great from them. So big shout out and kudos to Aeroplan team. Now on to the next big piece of news, and this has to do with airport lounges. News broke from Australia's Executive Traveller that Plaza Premium will be leaving the Priority Pass and MasterCard airport experiences by lounge key. For those not in the know, Plaza Premium operates nearly 60 airport business class lounges around the world, while Priority Pass and lounge key are programs that provide memberships to access airport lounges, including those operated by Plaza Premium. Many Canadians here actually get their annual memberships with these access programs via their credit cards. Think the BMO World Elite MasterCard. They actually kind of champion the yearly membership and four lounge free access lounge visits per year as a standard benefit. This was followed by cards like the Scotiabank Platinum American Express card, the Scotia's Passport Visa Infinite, and even CIBC Aventura cards by offering membership and access passes. But there's even other cards out there that cover just the membership portion of Priority Pass, or in the case of MasterCards, they have the MasterCard Airport Experiences by Lounge Key, which is basically the same thing, a membership based thing that saves you $99 a year US for buying that Priority Pass or the equivalent Lounge Key, which you can't really buy, but we just base it on that because it's basically the same thing. But then you also have the Platinum card from American Express, which has the best Priority Pass membership option for any payment card in Canada, but they also have additional lounge access rules and partnerships that I'll come back to shortly. So, for as long as I can remember, Plaza Premium lounges have been accessible to members of both Priority Pass and the Lounge Key programs. You know, both these programs are actually owned by the same parent company, but that changes on July 1st. As I mentioned, as first reported by Executive Traveller, Plaza Premium said they will be leaving those programs as of July 1st, and that potentially includes 13 airport lounges in Canada. I say potentially, as part of the news from Plaza Premium, and also we've had it confirmed to us by Priority Pass, is that there's some ongoing talks going on between the companies to see if any lounges can remain as part of Priority Pass and or Lounge Key. You know, here in Canada, this is especially a tough blow because both Priority Pass and Lounge Key members have been able to enter roughly 21 lounges from coast to coast. And if we lose all of the Priority Pass lounges, all 13 of them, that only leaves 8 for the Priority Pass and Lounge Key programs. 3 of those alone are in Calgary. In fact, if we take the worst case scenario and all 13 do leave, we're left with 3 lounges in Calgary, including the new WestJet Elevation Lounge. So that's a really good one for the program. But then we only drop to 1 lounge each in Vancouver and Toronto. It's like the SkyTeam Lounge in Vancouver and the Air France KLM Lounge in Toronto, both of which are more for international departures. So they won't really be much access in either of those cities' airports for other lounges. The other accessible lounges for the programs are in Ottawa, Montreal, and Quebec City. You'll notice that Edmonton and Winnipeg also totally drop off the list, as they only have Plaza Premium lounges. So again, if it happens that no Plaza Premium lounges remain part of those programs in Canada, then that benefit of having Plaza Premium or Lounge Key off of many of these Canadian credit cards really lose value, unless you travel internationally a lot, because then you'll still have access to over 1,300 lounges with Priority Pass and a similar amount with Lounge Key. I believe Lounge Key has a little bit less than that. Now, like I said, Priority Pass did reach out to us to let us know that they are sourcing alternatives. But in some cities like Edmonton and Winnipeg, I don't think there really are any alternatives. So hopefully they work out something with Plaza Premium in some of those cities. If at all possible, many of these locations, they're going to try and add something. They told us that they're planning on adding over 250 new lounges and experiences, but that's globally. And experiences, I read that as restaurant options, and that's in 2021 alone. So we should be seeing that program grow to over 1,500 lounges and restaurants then. So hopefully that means expanded restaurant options in the Canadian cities where Plaza Premium lounges are being lost. Now, the one thing you'll want to note is that the Priority Pass membership that come with most cards in Canada outside of American Express include those restaurant options. American Express does not. But that brings us to that Platinum card from American Express. I put out a post saying that thanks to the news from Plaza Premium, the Platinum card from American Express just became that much more valuable here in Canada. Not because of any changes made to the card, but rather to its lounge access program. The Platinum card has the top-level Priority Pass membership included in it, which is awesome in its own right, but that doesn't help the situation with Plaza Premium leaving. So what does help this situation is American Express's Global Lounge Collection, and this is Amex's own lounge access agreements, which just happens to include, you guessed it, Plaza Premium. So yes, Amex has a separate agreement with Plaza Premium around the globe and in Canada. This means holders of the Platinum card will continue to receive access for the cardholder and one guest at all Plaza Premium lounges in Canada and worldwide. So I'm really looking at you, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Toronto, Vancouver. If you want wide-ranging business class lounge access from a credit card in any of those cities, you'll want to add the Platinum card to your credit card portfolio. And remember, too, that additional cards, supplementary cards is like some people like to call it, that's kind of the older term, get these benefits as well. So say if you have a family of four, you could get a Platinum card and then a supplementary card for your spouse or partner, and then for your kids, they can come in because you're allowed one guest on each card. Basically, two cards get you access for four. So that's how you can get four people into Plaza Premium lounges, Canada, worldwide, you name it. But now we just kind of have to wait. We have to sit back, wait and see for more news to come from Plaza Premium or Priority Pass and Lounge Key to see which, if any, Canadian lounges will remain in those lounge access programs. So be sure to keep following the Rewards Canada blog, our social feeds, as we will be sure to post any details as soon as we learn about them. Hopefully it's sooner than later so people can start adjusting their credit card and lounge access ideas, or like credit cards to access those lounges, or if they're going to buy Priority Pass memberships or not. You know, the thing with Priority Pass and Lounge Key is that a lot of people still had to pay to access the Plaza Premium lounges, but you only paid US $32 per access instead of what Plaza Premium charges, which is in the $40 to $60 US range. So it was more of a discounted program unless you got those free passes from those select cards here in Canada, or you bought the higher up Priority Pass membership directly from Priority Pass. So we'll keep you updated on everything. We are in contact with Priority Pass and even Plaza Premium. So as soon as we know something, we'll be sure to pass it along to you. And that's it for this episode of the Rewards Canada podcast. Remember, you can find links to all of the topics on our podcast page at rewardscanada.ca/podcast. And be sure to smash that like button, subscribe button, give star ratings, share the podcast with your friends and family, and sign up for notifications on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for tuning in, and talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TW, KOP.